Welcome to the 10th and final session of the PDH Online audio course on the 2008 National Electric Code. We're going to go into Chapter 8 now with Article 800, which presents requirements and prohibitions for communication circuits, meaning voice and data. The National Electric Code carefully distinguishes between special permissions for information technology equipment and equipment rooms covered by Article 645 and the requirements of Article 800. With the exception of underfloor flexible cables and flexible conduits, the requirements of Article 800 generally apply. Remember, please, that many IT professionals choose not to use the special permissions of Article 645 because they require shutdown of power and HVAC. In addition, the National Electric Code specifically excludes telephone switching rooms operated by the utility. The rules of Article 725 for low voltage control wiring are almost identical to the communication wiring rules in Article 800. A special case worthy of your attention is POE, Power over Ethernet. This is a relatively new IEEE standard accompanied by products in the marketplace and rapid adoption. The data switch in the data center or in the remote data closet provides 48 volts over existing or new four-pair twisted pair data cable. It is severely power limited, but capable of powering several remote data switches or IPTV cameras with infrared illuminators. None of the NEC or TIA rules change for power over Ethernet, but it should change the way we view data cabling. Data and telephone grounding follow the preceding, the earlier discussion we had of grounding for fiber optic cables. Ground the metallic sheath and provide surge suppressors where the cables enter the building. This course will not address the remainder of Chapter 8, Radio and Television Equipment, CATV Distribution, and Network-Powered Broadband Communication Systems. The 2008 National Electric Code also contains tables, product standards, sample calculations, conduit fill tables, types of construction, supplementary information on critical operations power systems, and SCADA, or Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition, and a section with sample forms for administration and enforcement. These topics are also not included here. And this concludes the audio presentation from PDH Online for the 2008 National Electric Code. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to working with you on future learning activities.